2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. It's May 15, my birthday, and I'm glad to be here with all of you Cougar fans and Mitch Harper, Dallin Graff. It's been a blast. I mean, as a kid growing up, this is probably one of the best birthday presents I can think of, being able to do a radio show talking sports on your birthday. It's been fantastic. Hour one in the books. So we just heard from Ed Lamb. Man, these BYU coaches, man, they give some great information. It was really interesting, Mitch, to hear his thoughts on guys who have that upper edge heading into fall camp. And I just loved hearing his perspective. And also, I thought it was really unique, Mitch. I'm curious what you think. When he talked about how each offseason they talk about how roles may change, because I didn't know that Preston Hadley was seeking out that opportunity. So I thought that was a nice little story there from Ed Lamb, where, because you would think, hey, Preston played defensive back. He's coached defensive back. That's where he wants to be. But to get him exposure for potential coordinator opportunities down the road, they're accommodating to him to let him learn that position. So I thought that was really cool from Ed.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting piece as well, because I think Preston Hadley, honestly, is someone that I look at down the road. You envision long term, he could be someone that's got the makeup to potentially be a head coach type guy for BYU. I don't know about other places, but I feel like for BYU, he could be down the road a head coach type of guy. But to diversify your portfolio of what you can do in football, that's a good thing, because once upon a time, Kalani was a running back coach. He was obviously a linebacker coach, D-line coach, defensive coordinator, like just all these different things and attributes to kind of build yourself up into what Ed Lamb mentioned as just, you know, a coach who can coach any position, coach the game of football. And I thought that was interesting that they were willing to accommodate that with Pat Preston Hadley. Great insight on the transfer portal too, because those tough conversations have happened after spring football and before graduations took place. And so right now there was some difficult conversations that happened. And once we see BYU get into fall camp coming up in August, some of the names that were probably part of the program last year on scholarship might not be there anymore. And they might matriculate into the transfer portal, potentially find some new landing spots. But it's a new era of college football. But this BYU staff has done a great job evolving and continuing to adapt to the times, instead of saying, hey, this worked, this is all we're going to do. So it's a nice thing for BYU, and that's why I think there's so much excitement going on currently with this BYU football program.
It's been an exciting couple weeks for BYU football, and it's been unique. Mitch, you've covered the team for a lot longer than I have, but we've been fans for a long time. That's what makes the show fun. Cougar Sports Saturday, for fans, by fans, right? That's what we say. Right. We've been following the team our whole lives. I can't remember a May quite like this, where there's just so much excitement from an NFL perspective, because as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's been, 20 years since you've had that real pull to the NFL. But that's happening right now because you've got good quarterback play. Zach's going to be the starter. Taysom's in a battle. You got other guys like Fred Warner, Kyle Van Noy, Danny Sorensen, Michael Davis. The list, I mean, there's more you guys.
Jamal Williams, new spot.
Yeah, exactly. And so the schedule's released, which now we get to see what some of these BYU guys are going to be going, you know, what they're up against, some exciting matchups. Maybe we could just, there's so many BYU guys, it's probably hard to cover them all, but what are a couple matchups when you saw the schedule that jumped out to you that will feature BYU players?
Well, I think the biggest one that pops off the page right away, and I know our producer Dallin's going to love it, is Zach and the Jets versus Sam Darnold and Carolina. I mean, the NFL knows what they're doing. Like that was a brilliant move by them to understand, to get peak interest in week one from basically every matchup. I think it was, can't remember which talking head it was, but it's like you put the Jets and Panthers in week eight or whatever, like no one cares. But week one,
nope.
Wilson versus Sam Darnold, that's going to be awesome. And it's a lot of pressure on Zach because if he underwhelms and gets outplayed by Darnold and the Panthers, you're going to see the instant knee-jerk reaction. We already know that from the New York media. It's the well-documented New York media. They're always very volatile. Like, they will be nuts if Zach Wilson underperforms and loses that game against the Panthers and Sam Darnold. So that, to me, is going to be a huge game for Zach Wilson and the Jets. That's almost like a must-win just because from an optics standpoint and how so many people were saying, like, Mel Kiper types, I should have stuck with Sam Darnold. Like, Zach Wilson can put that to bed right away. So I'm very excited for that one for sure. What about you?
Week one is full of interesting matchups with BYU guys. I look at the Saints and the Packers. Either way, it's interesting. Yeah. If Taysom wins the job, or even if he doesn't, how does he get used? Does Jameis go back to his old ways, throwing interceptions left and right? But if Aaron Rodgers stays, you got Taysom taking over for Drew against one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Or you've got Taysom Hill, who should beat Jordan Love, who played in the state of Utah at Utah State and would be in an impossible situation. I mean, either way, that game is interesting. And then also, you got Kansas City and Cleveland. That might be the game of the week. I mean, that was a fantastic AFC playoff game last year. You got Sione Takitaki, Daniel Sorensen, maybe Zane Anderson makes the team. I mean, week one is full of really interesting football games.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm glad that there's going to be excitement for BYU fans to see NFL games this year, because I think you're right. I mean, I feel like BYU fans have always just been like, okay, I'll catch the highlights of that BYU player. Like, I'll tune into Sports Beat, listen to Jeremiah Jensen, our guy JJ and Sam, you know, give us the locals in the NFL recap. But really, there wasn't much maybe vested interest to actually dive into games. I get the sense now that, you know, Cougar fans, they want to watch Jets games. They want to watch Saints games in their entirety because it just slaps a little different, Matt, when it's quarterbacks involved. And BYU is an institution when it comes to quarterbacks. And to see potentially two guys, that's going to be pretty sweet to see.
I think the other game, this has gotten a lot of buzz because of the resale value of the ticket, but it has a BYU tie as well. It's Tom Brady's return to New England, because now you got Kyle Van Noy is back. And I would imagine he just goes right back to what he did before, calling the plays for Matt Patricia and that defense. But then Harvey Longy, does he make the team? What kind of role does he have? So the New England defense is going to be interesting going up against Tom Brady in his return. So I've never been – Dallin would argue with us. Me and you, Mitch, I think we're college football people. Dallin, on the other hand, he's an NFL guy. I think that's his bread and butter. But now, finally, I think my interest in the NFL is, it's never going to surpass college, but it's starting to get up there because there's so many teams with good BYU players. I mean, we haven't even talked about San Francisco and Fred Warner. I mean, he's on the verge of getting a big contract. Jamal Williams, bummer, he's in Detroit. We haven't talked about him. The Chargers are like a Super Bowl sleeper. Michael Davis signs a nice deal. What a story that is. I mean, we probably don't give that enough credence on the show, Mitch. Just how amazing Michael Davis going from bench at BYU to making a team and signing a lucrative deal as a starting defensive back for the Chargers. They're in an amazing division with your Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, it's just awesome that you got BYU football. They're winning. They're interesting. And now in the NFL, that angle, it's all weekend long. There's BYU angles. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm excited, too, to see the Lions, what Jamal Williams can do. It's probably going to be running back by committee, of course. That's what the position has become in the NFL. But the swag daddy, like that guy, when he's having success. That's good for the league because that's great content. He's a breath of fresh air in a world that's basically all business, all ball. He injects some fun and some excitement to the NFL scene. So hopefully he can continue that. We know he's going to have his personality still, but have success in Detroit now that he's moved on. So definitely a lot of great storylines from the National Football League with BYU this season.
All right, we'll take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. There's another matchup which we touched on, but we're going to get into it more. The Saints and the Jets, but possibly Taysom versus Zach Wilson, two BYU quarterbacks facing off in MetLife Stadium this season. So we'll break that down on the other side. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.